Would you spare me some leaves? 'Cause I'm all out of tea. Would you walk a mile for some chamomile? Would you try this at home?
Hi, welcome to the Chai This at Home podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mark.
And I'm Katie. It sounds like the tea kettle is whistling, so let's go ahead and get started. Hello. We are getting the episode up a little late today because we've been busy. Mark has midterms, and I've had a paper to write.
Yay!
And, you know, like, work and stuff. So, today we are bringing you the third installment on our series on the lifestyle teas that Timeless Energy sent to us. Thank you, Timeless Energy people.
Thank you.
Remember, we have a discount code. We'll remember to tell you it again at the end of the episode.
Because we need to find the paper.
I think I remember what it is. We're good. Okay. So the one we're doing today is Immune U, because we were in a house earlier that like smelled really mildewy, and Mark decided we needed some immunity after that.
It's probably for pre-contact, but oh well.
Yeah. So this tea is $10.90, which is the same price as the other two that we have discussed. And as we have discussed, it's kind of a lot per ounce, but it is less per tea bag. And the other two we had rebrewed fine.
Yeah.
So hopefully this one will too.
Didn't we like the rebrew on the one better?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, they might rebrew three times. We haven't tried though. The description says an all-natural herbal blend to help your immune system stay strong and healthy. Adding a cup of Immune U to your daily health and wellness regimen. Well, it says regime, but I think it means regimen, will help add value to a robust immune system. Made with high-quality, loose-leaf herbs cut to size in order to establish a robust and highly enjoyable taste and aroma. Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah.
It's supposed to make us healthy. I suppose we'd have to drink, like, all four of them every day to know that.
Probably.
Which we have not done.
Right.
We have enjoyed them when we have consumed them, though.
Yes.
Ingredients. I don't know how to say this word. Astragalus. Also known as another thing I can't pronounce, or milk vetch. I can say milk vetch.
Huang Qi?
Yeah, I think the Q makes the K sound.
I think I heard that at one point.
If it's Chinese. Yeah, who knows what that does. I mean, it tells you what they think it does, but... Honey granules.
So I know what those are.
Echinacea root. I know what that is, and I personally do not like it.
Oh.
So I guess we'll see how much it plays into this one.
Have you tried it? I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I had, like, a sore throat in college, and one of my friends gave me tea with echinacea root in it, because it's supposed to be good for that. And that is how I learned that I didn't like it.
Okay, sorry. I just smacked you.
That's okay.
Okay.
We've also got orange peel. So, that's the vitamin C, right?
Right.
Rose hip fruit. That should also be vitamin C.
Yep.
Cinnamon bark.
I don't know what that is, but that's supposed to help with your throat.
I said cinnamon bark.
Yeah.
You know what cinnamon is.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said I don't know what that is.
Oh.
And elderberry berry.
Ooh.
People drink that a lot when they're sick, right? Like elderberry juice
wine?
Or extract or the wine, that'd be decent. Yeah, that's what's in this one. I feel like it's a slightly shorter list of ingredients than the other ones, but it's still reasonably long.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to tell you, Mark brewed it boiling for, actually, I don't know how many minutes. How many minutes, Mark?
Boiling for five minutes. Yeah.
I know because I helped because he got distracted partway through.
Should maybe stop snacking.
Yeah, stop snacking on the podcast, Mark. We gotta drink tea now.
I promise I won't eat fennel for half of it this time.
I do not like the way this smells. I'm saying that right now.
It almost smells like black pepper.
It does. There was none of that in this one.
No. It's got another smell.
I think it's the cinnamon.
Maybe.
It just, it's not, very pungent.
Yes. But there's another smell that I don't know.
It's not. Could be the echinacea. That's, it's that could a be, little bit, I feel like it's a little bit licorice-y.
Okay, I can see how you would say that.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to try it first?
Yeah. Very mild licorice-y. I'm not getting too much else at the first sip.
You do it not like it. It tastes a little bit like black pepper. It almost tastes salty. How does it taste salty? Like salt and pepper in water. But not quite as bad as that sounded. I mean, I do not personally like it. But I do taste the cinnamon. It tastes like I'm going to be immune now.
Yeah. I don't really like this one.
Yeah. So far, this is definitely our least favorite. Because the other two we enjoyed.
Yeah. It's a little peppery, I guess. Yeah.
Even though it doesn't have pepper in it.
Yeah. And it's kind of watery.
Yeah. All right. Not a win so far on this one.
This one was the one you're supposed to drink at night, isn't it?
Yes.
So maybe what I would do, I think it could be helped along by having maybe some rooibos or something.
And maybe put some honey in it. I mean, honey. I know they said it had honey granules, but...
More honey and some rooibos, and because it really does seem... It is very watery. And it is rather back to the mouth. I think it needs something to push it towards the front of the mouth to just make it hold up a little bit better.
I'm really confused about what in this tastes peppery, but I guess I don't know what astragalus or whatever root tastes like or what.
My guess is probably the astragalus root.
Astragalus. Astragalus. I don't know how to say it. All right, let's try the Reaper.
All right. Oh, we forgot to say what color.
Kind of a dark honey colored. Yeah.
All right. This one is honey.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit lighter.
It's a very light honey.
Yeah. I guess I've seen some honeys about this color, but
it all depends on what flowers the bees got the pollen from.
Yeah. So I've seen honeys this color, but it's a very light honey. I'd say same smell.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I can smell the echinacea a little more on this one.
Oh, lovely. More watery.
I can taste the echinacea more, too. It tastes less peppery, and I'm wondering if the combination of echinacea and cinnamon is just weird.
That could be.
That might be the issue.
Yeah, this is...
Because that would give you, like, the kind of the little bit of sharpness combined with the little bit of warmth. And I think that might be what's making it taste kind of peppery.
Okay. I do not like the Rebrew.
I like it a little better than the original.
It's very, very watery.
Well, the original I didn't like the way the original tasted.
Yeah, so. The original was... A little watery. This is much more watery. And...
All right. Yeah. Pros and cons. Cons, it's kind of expensive. We didn't like it. Maybe you're a huge fan of cinnamon and echinacea root and that stuff, and maybe you would.
Yeah.
But it's a little watery regardless.
Maybe brew it a little bit more? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mix it with rooibos.
Pros? Well, maybe it makes you more immune to things.
Yeah. If nothing else, the things in it...
Should have some vitamins and stuff.
Yeah.
There was another... Oh, it rebrews. I think it rebrews fine. I mean, it's watery to begin with. It's watery to rebrew.
Yeah. I don't think it rebrews as well as she does. I think it'd be better to just brew it for twice as long, but...
Yeah, I suppose. So yeah, I would not strongly recommend this one. I mean, if you haven't listened to the other two episodes we've done on this so far, go listen to those, because we did enjoy those teas.
Yeah.
But this one is not a winner in my book.
The one with, yeah, this one is definitely, it is a lot lighter of a tea, and maybe that is part of the reason it's supposed to be done at night.
Maybe.
It's chiller.
If you say so.
I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
So.
Well, if you want the discount code, you can get their, what's it called, their premium collection.
Yeah.
It's the three teas we've reviewed thus far, and then there's one more that we haven't done yet that you will hear about next week, I guess.
Most likely.
And you can get 20% off if you use the discount code CHAI20.
And I think free shipping.
And free shipping. You are correct. So, if you are interested in these teas, go for it.
Yep.
Other than that, well, I guess have a great week, guys.
Yep, I will go back to studying. Bye.